Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your daily dose of detachment and real talk. Ever feel like life's just one giant roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Trust me, I get it. We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and drama that can leave us feeling overwhelmed and out of control. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate this crazy ride with more calm, clarity, and even joy? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, a philosophy that's been helping people stay unbothered for centuries. Think of it as your mental toolkit for dealing with life's inevitable curveballs. So, what exactly is Stoicism? Think of it as the art of living in harmony with nature and accepting what you can't control. It's not about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them, acknowledging them, and letting go of the ones that don't serve you. It's all about focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, and building resilience in the face of adversity. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your Stoic journey. 1. Control your inner world. Stoicism emphasizes that true freedom comes from mastering your own mind. It's easy to get swept up in external circumstances, but remember, your thoughts and reactions are ultimately within your control. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice focusing on positive thoughts and choosing helpful responses, the stronger your inner compass becomes. 2. Focus on what you can control. Ever heard the saying, "Don't sweat the small stuff"? Well, Stoicism takes that to another level. It encourages you to identify what truly matters in life, your values, your relationships, your contribution to the world, and put your energy into those things. Trying to control everything around you is a recipe for frustration. Remember, you can't control the weather, other people's actions, or even the outcome of every situation. But you can control how you respond to them. 3. Practice virtue. Stoicism emphasizes living a virtuous life, being honest, courageous, just, and wise. Think of it as striving to be your best self, not for external validation, but because it brings inner peace and fulfillment. 4. Accept what you can't control. This one can be tough, but it's essential. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns. Sometimes things don't go according to plan. Instead of resisting these events, try to accept them with grace and learn from the experience. 5. Live in the present moment. Stoicism encourages you to focus on the here and now, rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. It's easy to get caught up in our thoughts and anxieties, but by practicing mindfulness and savoring each moment, we can find more joy and contentment in our daily lives. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've put in the time and effort to research and rehearse, but now you're feeling anxious about how it will go. Instead of spiraling into negativity, try practicing some Stoic techniques. Acknowledge your anxiety. It's okay to feel nervous. But then remind yourself that you've done everything you can to prepare. Focus on delivering your best presentation in the moment, rather than worrying about the outcome. Remember, you control your actions and your attitude, not the reactions of others or the final results. So, remember, Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about cultivating inner strength, resilience, and wisdom to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and clarity. It's all about finding that peace within yourself, regardless of what's happening around you. Start by practicing these 5 key takeaways: control your thoughts, focus on what you can control, live virtuously, accept the uncontrollable, and stay present. You'll be surprised how much calmer and more empowered you feel. This journey isn't about overnight transformations, it's about consistent practice and self-reflection. So, take it one step at a time, and remember, every day is a chance to cultivate more detachment and inner peace. Want to share your thoughts? Leave a comment on our website or tag us on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay unbothered, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.